It's Lights, Camera, Jackson. Welcome to the LCJ Q&A podcast. You can also read these interviews at animationscoop.com. Dora the Explorer was one of my favorite shows growing up. Great animation, wonderful storytelling, that connection to the audience. You get to learn Spanish, and now Dora is back for a new generation in CG. The new Dora animated series premieres this Friday, April 12th on Paramount Plus. Joining me, EP and showrunner Rich Magallanes. Hi, Rich.
Hello. Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you are so welcome. Nice to meet you as well. Congratulations on the series. I've watched a couple episodes and it brought me right back to when I was young. It's going to be a big hit.
Excellent. Goal achieved. We're done.
And speaking of goals and touchdowns, Dora and Boots had a big impact at this year's Nickelodeon telecast of the Super Bowl. Did you get a lot of reaction from Dora and Boots' memorable appearances on it?
Yeah, I think, people in general are just excited to see Dora back. And that was such a phenomenal showcase for Dora to come back out, you know, give a little bit of, schooling, if you will. You know, we were a little concerned at first because we're like, these are big words. And this is like, you know, some heavy, you know, teaching. But she pulled it off. She's great. So as always.
It was hilarious, and social media was huge on social and huge to everyone watching it. That was an amazing Nickelodeon telecast. The original Dora series, one of the most popular ever for Nickelodeon. What kind of an impact did it have on you when it first aired?
You know, before I came back on this show, I was at Nickelodeon for a little over 18 years. And so it had always been, you know, part of my upbringing at Nickelodeon, I would say. It was always ever present. Dora is just one of the pillars of Nick Jr. And you could not, you know, avoid it. Not that I wanted to, but I'm just saying she was always there. And it's just a phenomenal show. It's a worldwide franchise. And it's popular from kids to adults. And it has a pop culture sort of following. And I've known so many people that have approached me even to today and say, oh man, I grew up watching Dora. I actually started learning Spanish from Dora. Or people who speak Spanish were saying the opposite. I started learning English from Dora. And it's awesome. It's such a great feeling to hear that feedback and to have it still be ever present today with that.
Yeah. So when it comes to this new Dora show, how did you want to approach shaking up some of the core elements like the theme song, but not twisting them so much that it's going to make the diehard fans upset?
Yeah, it's really important that you take the care to do the research, the analysis, and really dive deep into what makes this brand what it is and why fans love it the way they do. And then to take that and extend it, to stretch it out a little bit. So you keep the core values, you keep the integrity of Dora, you keep this, you know, all her friends and her family around her. And you want to expand it a little bit. So we decided to get a little more character driven, you know, up the ante in terms of adventure. The music is phenomenal. And we have all her friends introducing new friends, new locations. We're just going to new places that are exciting. And so it's sort of like, how do you hit that reset button or that like, let's go button, you know, after being dormant for a little bit of time.
You do such a wonderful job with the movement. I watched a couple episodes and I could tell in terms of the activities, where we go, how we get there. There is a lot of movement to the show. Was that one of the main goals for you to have this really move?
Absolutely. Today, kids are consuming content in a much different way than they were, you know, 5-10 years ago. And so we had to sort of increase the pacing, you know, step it up a little bit, keep the attention going. Also, we're doing 11-minute episodes now, so the storytelling's a lot quicker. We're getting through things faster, but not too fast. We're still, you know, cognizant and relatable to our preschool audience, but again, stretching it up a little bit. So we're going a couple years older as well, so the older kids can still hang on and the younger kids can appreciate that and sort of look forward to something. But yeah, keeping that pacing alive was really important.
And you have a lot going for you when it comes to what you want to accomplish, because every episode, like it was with the first show, it's about a certain mission, a certain goal that Dora has, and a lot of problem solving. How do you sort of approach balancing the problem solving skills and what you want kids to get out of those with the missions in these storylines.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'm smiling because there's so many rules to Dora. You know, I didn't realize it in the beginning. Once you start, you know, writing these episodes and start working them out and so forth, there's a lot of check marks, a lot of checks and balances to, you know, hit. And yeah, you got to constantly come back to, what are we doing? What are we doing? Don't get lost in one element of being on an adventure or another element of trying to do interaction or teach Spanish or explore a new world or what. Dora. You got to come back to the core character, what she's all about and how she relates to our audience. And it's really about that at the end of the day. So I find it very challenging. It's exhausting and exhilarating all at once, you know, but it really is a ride. You're really running through the rainforest with this little girl and all her friends.
Woo! Rich Magallanes is here with me on the LCJ Q&A podcast. Dora premieres this Friday, April 12th on Paramount Plus. The personalities of Dora and Boots really come through. There's an episode with Boots and Lolito the bird, and Boots is just so energetic and happy and curious and observant. And I'm sure that just like you had that checklist of what you want to do with the storylines, there is this checklist of making sure that Dora and Boots really come across with their personalities.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so glad you watched all these episodes. It's great. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with those. You know, I mean, we're really trying to, again, keep it relatable to the audience. And at the same time, you know, keep them entertained. At the end of the day, this is about entertainment. We're not trying to make it a homework assignment. You know, we're not trying to make you walk away and remember everything that happened. However, if you walk away, you feel good. You feel positive. You feel overall energized. That's the goal. That's the thing. It's just to make sure that everybody feels good at the end of the day. But yeah, Dora and Boots, you know, we wanted to ramp up the comedy as well. So again, that's part of the pacing. It's part of the relatability. It's part of the entertainment value. And we felt like, you know, Boots is a great character to ramp up comedy. He's a funny monkey, you know? So like, let's have fun with him. Let's play a little bit.
I have a 6-year-old cousin, and I think he and Boots are going to get along really well.
Great. You
know, just with that, that fun, energetic vibe. And yeah, you have to have that connection with the viewers. What was so groundbreaking about Dora and Blue's Clues and several of the Nickelodeon shows from when I was younger is staring directly into the camera, that connection, asking the viewers, the kids, to respond and call out. And you bring that back here, which is so important.
Yeah, the interaction is one of the main objectives of the series. You know, I mean, again, the checklist of the interaction, the Spanish, it's not just Spanish interaction, it's interaction as in, you know, the Dora always knows the audience is there and the audience is in on the ride. And that's another thing that we want to make sure that you feel like you're actively involved in the journey. You're not just watching, you know, this, you know, show happen. You're actually in her footsteps or you're side by side with her along the journey, along the adventure. So that's everything that we wanted to achieve in this this new series.
And there is something new with MAP. It's MAP Snap. There's a photo aspect of it now, which blew my mind.
Yeah, MAP was another interesting character that we took a deep dive on because, you know, we came to realize a lot of kids nowadays may not know what a map is, you know, a paper map. You know, everything's about GPS. So we upgraded her a little bit. She still helps you, you know, find your way, tell you where things are. But yeah, we have a couple things. I'm not sure if I want to give them all away, but yes, map chat is another one. I'm not going to give them away, but okay. She's upgraded and she's a she for one thing. So I'm not sure if a lot of people know that either, but, and you know, it doesn't really matter so much, but we have a lot of fun with MAP.
Yeah, that's great. Love seeing a lot of the other characters come back, new characters, and of course, swiper, no swiping. That yes. Phrase has been with Dora for a couple decades.
Yeah, people are so excited to see Swiper come back. He's one of the main cast, you know, people, he's our antagonist, but at the same time, you know, he's relatable in another way. You know, everybody knows a swiper, you know, and the fact that he can really empower Dora, you know, to, you know, stop him from doing things that are not the right thing to do, you know, impede an adventure or set us off on another track, you know, but Dora is there to keep us, you know, streamlined and to keep us, you know, on the straight path. So, you know, with Swiper, we have a lot of fun with him too. We're trying to, you know, build up his personality, his character a little bit more, get a little deeper with him.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a phrase that Dora's abuela says, "You'll never know if you don't try." How would you apply that to your work on this Dora series?
Oh man, that's I mean, this is like those worldly kind of like things where you like these topics, these themes, these ideas, you know, it's all about taking positivity and, you know, making that into a kid speak. So, you know, I wish a lot of times, you know, like when I was a kid, somebody had been there for me to say, hey, it's going to be okay. You know, hey, you know, you can make this happen. Hey, you know, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to let kids know that it's anything and everything is possible. If you put your mind to it, you put your thoughts to it, if you have, you know, good, positive thoughts. And that's kind of what Dora's all about. You know, she doesn't have all the answers. And, you know, but she's confident yet not cocky. She will figure things out and she's not afraid to explore. And it's giving kids the confidence to think the way they want to think, the way they should think, the way they should individually be.
Yeah, I love that messaging. That's awesome. So, yeah. Rich, if you had the chance to explore anywhere in the world with Dora and Boots, where would you want to go?
Oh man, that's so tough. I mean, with or without Dora, I want to explore everywhere. But there's so many places. Honestly, right now I've been checking out Brazil a lot. And I don't know why. I you know, I mean, this show brings so many things to you from all the different Latin cultures and backgrounds, and we're celebrating all of it together, you know, and not trying to call any specific culture out or Latin country or, you know, territory. We're just trying to bring it all together and celebrate it, you know. So, and that's with everything, with our music and our voiceover actors and our writers and everybody coming together. And we're sort of a big giant melting pot. But I don't know. I for some reason right now, just right now, I'm going to change my answer in 5 minutes after we get off the call. But right now I'm going to go with Brazil.
Nice. Well, I hope you have a big celebration when it comes to the launch of this show. Dora premieres this Friday, April 12th on Paramount Plus. Rich Magallanes, the executive producer and showrunner. Thank you so much for being here today on the LCJ Q&A podcast.
Thank you for having me. What a great interview. And thanks for pronouncing my name correctly.
You are welcome. Congrats on the show. I am Lights, Camera, Jackson. For all these episodes of the LCJ Q&A, go to Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, lights-camera-jackson.com, and read these interviews at animationscoop.com. Thanks so much for listening to the LCJ Q&A.